welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike. Doing well.
Urinary incontinence and overactive bladder are often plagued by stigma and embarrassment, which leads to the conditions being both underdiagnosed and undertreated. When they are treated, the treatment is often subpar and not particularly adequate. Overactive bladder is what we're going to talk about in the poem that you chose this week, Mark. It's a syndrome characterized by urinary frequency, urgency, and nocturia with or without incontinence, which is treated, or as the case may be, not treated, in a similar manner to urgency incontinence. Usually we begin treatment of overactive bladder with the same conservative measures that we use for other types of incontinence in women, including the pelvic floor exercises and lifestyle and behavior modifications. When more is needed, antimuscarinic agents are the most commonly prescribed meds. Antimuscarinics have only a very small benefit over placebo, and they're associated with potential adverse side effects. These antimuscarinics are thought to act primarily by increasing bladder capacity and decreasing urgency through the blockade of muscarinic receptor stimulation by acetylcholine during bladder storage. So when all of this fails, the behavior modification and the antimuscarinics, there is a class of drugs, the beta-3 adenoreceptor agonists, which are an option, particularly if your patient is wealthy or has very, very good insurance. You found a poem this week. It was published in the Journal of Urology 2020. It starts on page 316. It asks the question, is Vibegron safe and effective in improving symptoms of an overactive bladder in adults? Mark, is this a game changer?
Spoiler alert, no, not really. We always wonder, how do you pronounce these drug names? I have no idea. Vibegron sounds perfectly good to me. It works by stimulating beta-3 adrenergic receptors that are in the smooth muscle of the bladder, causing it to relax. In this study, they had 1,518 adults who all had standard diagnostic criteria for overactive bladder, which is basically urinary urgency, either with or without incontinence. And after a two-week placebo run-in period to assure that everybody was taking their medication as directed, they were randomized to Vibegron 75 milligrams once daily, tolteridine, which is Detrol 4 milligrams extended release once daily, or placebo. And I like the fact that they had an active comparator as well as a placebo in this, particularly since the outcome is relatively subjective. Patients were masked to their group assignment. Self-assessed outcomes using paper diaries were done to record their symptoms. Of the population, 85% were women and 43% were 65 or older. They had good follow-up. About 90% were still in the study after 12 weeks. So they did a per-protocol analysis, which is kind of cheating. That means they only included patients who complied with the study protocol, which would tend to favor the intervention. The mean difference in urinary frequency was significantly less in the Vibegron group than placebo, about 0.5 fewer episodes per day. Urge incontinence episodes were significantly decreased compared to placebo, mean difference of 0.6 fewer episodes per day, so about one fewer every 2 days. A secondary outcome was the proportion of patients with at least a 75% reduction in urge incontinence episodes, and that was significantly lower in the treatment group compared to placebo, NNT of 7. But importantly, there was no significant differences in micturition or urge incontinence frequency occurring between Vibegron and tolteridine. So no significant differences in dropout rates due to adverse events or severe adverse events in any of the groups. So this study found that Vibegron is safe and more effective than placebo, but not more effective than tolteridine for improving symptoms of overactive bladder. I think it's a judgment call whether one fewer episode of urge incontinence every 2 days is clinically significant, probably to many patients that would be. They didn't look at quality of life as an outcome. And of course, you have to consider cost. Tolteridine is $38 a month in the long-acting once-a-day version. Vibegron doesn't have any pricing yet since it's not been approved. It's going through FDA approval right now. The other drug in this category of beta-3 agonists is Myrbetriq, which has been quite a blockbuster and is $400 a month. And, you know, so quite a big difference, tenfold difference in price.
Great. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.